say yes to worship. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. At the beginning of 2021, I felt the Lord lean in and tell me, "This is all I want from you this year. Build me an altar and keep the fire burning. Surrender everything, the way you thought your life would look, your desires and dreams. Lay it all down and pursue one thing, me." Oh, what joy there is to be found in true surrender. I'll never forget that moment with God. It's like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. I realized true freedom and joy isn't found when we have what we want most. It's found when we lay down what we want most to pursue the one that matters most, Him. There is an offering He is worthy of, and that offering is me, all of me. This is worship, to give Him everything. Jesus modeled this for us. He lived a life of sacrifice and surrender. He walked in submission to His Father because He loved and trusted Him. What a privilege it is to give Him our all. The Lord gave me a dream several years ago. In the dream, I was on an altar with a wall of fire surrounding me. Beyond the wall of fire was a dark figure shooting arrows at me, but not one arrow could penetrate the flame. As this scene played out, I saw an army of people who had tied ropes around these large fortified walls. Together, they began to pull these walls down and rejoice as they fell to the ground. We are safest when we are on the altar. If we are postured in surrender, we are positioned for victory. I believe our authority is directly connected to our surrender. The most powerful vessel is a yielded one. This is worship. Our lives laid down at the feet of Jesus, completely submitted to Him. This may mean that your story will look different from the one you had in mind for yourself, because when your life is laid down, your story becomes His story for your life. Oh, but His ways are so much better, and I'm certain His best for you and me is far greater than our best. I trust Him, don't you? I've made my choice. It's settled in my heart. I choose Jesus. I will follow Him. True worship is walking in obedience to God when no one is looking. Worship is still happening, even if no one sees your sacrifice. This year, let's build Him an altar and keep the fire burning. He is worthy of this. As we do, I believe walls of darkness will fall and the kingdom of God will advance like never before. Pray this with me. Dear Lord, you have my heart. You have my yes. You have my all. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. I will build you an altar and I won't let the flame go out.